Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. Excellency, President of the 14th meeting of states parties to the Ottawa Convention, I'd like to join those previous speakers who conveyed to you their warm congratulations on your election to guide the work over the 14 meeting of states parties to the Ottawa Convention, and we can assure you of our support. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Chad has benefited from an extension of the implementation under Article 5 of the Ottawa Convention on Anti-Personnel Mines in December 2013. The deadline was set for the 1st of January 2020. Provisional plan for demining and decontamination was prepared, covering 113 registered hazardous areas awaiting demining in five regions of the country, covering 104,542,233 square meters. And to this, we must add the results of non-technical and technical surveys that have to be carried out in several regions. This is indeed the commitment that was taken by Chad, and it reflects the scale of the problem. The activities on demining are carried out by the National Center for Demining with the help of MAG as part of the Padamen project of the EU, and this made it possible to clear four areas representing 317,000 square meters, and they were released to the population. And I'm talking about the Sarh-Kiabe area, the zone of Ogui, Madimagnar, and Zui in the Tibesti, with an area of 201,000 square meters. Now, this information only reflects in part the activities that have been carried out, and there are some areas that are still not completely cleared, and we're carrying out demining with the help of MAG in the area of Tibesti with manual and mechanical methods, with the support of Handicap International and Padamen, made it possible to identify 14 new hazardous areas that contain mines. And they're added to the 109 existing areas. The overall number is 123. We cannot provide specific figures on the scale of the demining problem and the results of non-technical surveys as part of the project, the U, that is executed by the MAG. Hundreds of anti-personnel mines were destroyed and thousands of square meters of land have been decontaminated in the minefields of Zuarki and in Zufarfaya. Lack of financial resources did not make it possible for us to continue our work in other mined areas. The only external funding that we get from the EU covers two specific areas of work, some the work that is carried out by MAG and Handicap International in demining, and also a special project by Handicap International for assistance to victims. This project has been executed with great success. Despite the difficulties that Chad has faced in its fight against terrorism in the sub-region, we have expressed our intention to support the National Center for Demining in the implementation of this plan. I'd like to inform this conference that in addition to traditional activities, the National Demining Center also makes its contribution to deal with the security situation in the connection with the activities of Boko Haram and the verification and demining of explosive devices. That this work was carried out in N'Djamena and around the Lake Chad area. The terrorists of Boko Haram very often use improvised explosive devices and suicide attacks, and in order to combat effectively the use of such devices. Special training is required to help the miners deal with IEDs. And I'd like to, in conclusion, express my gratitude and the gratitude of the government of Chad to other countries, organizations, and institutions of the United Nations that are helping our efforts to eradicate this problem in Chad and help us fight